tell me what to do. I keep on making the same mistakes. Can we try something new? Yeah, 'cause I don't know, I don't know how we're gonna see this through. 'Cause I don't know, I don't know how we're gonna see this through. What I've done, yeah, but is it too late? Don't want to lose you, I know I've done wrong. Please, baby, stay, 'cause I don't know, I don't know how we're gonna see this through. 'Cause I don't know, I don't know how we're gonna see this through. Why do you love me when all I seem to do is hurt you? Why do you love me when all you seem to do is care? Why do you love me when all I seem to do is hurt you? Yeah. Why?
Track four off the new album, and Lawrence Jones playing live on the Raven of the Blues. And Why Do You Love Me? Welcome, whether you're listening on Talk Radio Europe or Kansas City Online Radio or Radio Napa or even Radio Belgrade or as the podcast. Welcome to the program, Lawrence. Good to have you here. You've made a fairly long journey down today, but it's good to see you. The one stage you were going to come with the band, but that didn't materialise, did it? Really?
No. Yeah. We thought we'd do it on our. Do it on my own, yeah.
Right, okay. I mean, have the band and you been together a while?
Yeah, we've been together, this current band, mm-hmm. about 6 months, but I've been doing it for about 2 years.
Right. Now, for those not watching the video, therefore they may have no idea of age, but they say that Robert Johnson sold his soul at the crossroads to the devil to get a chance to play guitar well, and we've got a spate in the UK of some really great young guitarists coming through. Are you 20 yet?
I'm 19.
You're 19, yeah. Yes. So you say a couple of years ago. So you've obviously been in the business a little while then, I guess.
Yeah.
So when did you start playing?
Well, I started when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I started on a classical guitar. And when I was about 12, 13, I got into playing the blues.
It's why that progression? From your father or what was the reason why?
Yeah, well, my father always used to take me to gigs and see, you know, great bands. But I used to listen to his record collection. Of like Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and just got in it through there, really.
So if your father had been a folkie, would you have been a folk guitarist then, you reckon?
No, I was always drawn to the blues.
So those formative days in your kind of middle teens, who were the guitarists you kind of leant towards?
Well, the obvious one is Jimi Hendrix, mm-hmm. of course, but, you know, like Eric Clapton, Rory Gallagher, mm-hmm. Gary Moore, that kind of thing.
And so you started sort of finding your guitar playing at that stage, and sort of and I mean, what stage did you then decide I want to go on the road with this? Did you always want to be in a band?
Yeah, it's what I've always wanted to do, and you know, being on the road is the best part of it.
Mm-hmm. But when you're 14 or 15, that can't be that easy, surely, because you've got things like school, education, yeah. exams, and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've always pushed on my guitar as it is, and always, you know, put that first, really.
So there was never any plans about sort of doing the whole uni thing and then coming back to it, or anything?
Well, actually, I studied at Birmingham Music Academy.
Oh, I see, right.
And did a foundation degree, which I completed. And then, I completed that a couple of months ago.
Oh, excellent. All right. So in between times, you've been getting the degrees in as well.
Exactly,
then.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Something to fall back on afterwards.
Yeah, definitely.
And so at what stage did you say, it's playing a guitar and playing the blues or any kind of genre is one thing, but then writing material is another. So where did you get the inspirations from and all the realisation that you could write?
Well, just in, you know, like real life things, really. I was trying to bring back it in a modern kind of way as well, you know, with the catchy hooks and things like that. But I've been writing my own stuff for about a year and a half, something like that.
But I mean, how do I phrase this carefully? The theory is the older you get, the more angst and things, bad things happen to you. And therefore, when you get somebody like my age, I can write so many stories you wouldn't believe. But at 19, unless you've had a really hard life, and I somehow doubt it, where do you get these inspirations from?
Well, just listening to my inspirations as well.
Right.
Yeah, and all comes from there, really.
Because so, I mean, at the age of 19, you can't have had that many wronged women who've done things bad things to you, I guess. But presumably that will come in time. So do you see, is your writing changing? And you obviously probably wrote to the numbers we see on the album now, what, about a year ago, I guess. Would that be about right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you recorded the album when?
I recorded it towards the end of last year.
Okay. And so if people are seeing you now on stage, is there a big difference in between Lawrence Jones now and Lawrence Jones, the album?
Not necessarily, no. I'd say I'd say my next album would be more on the rocky terms, more towards that. But no, what you see is what you get, really.
So basically the numbers you wrote back then still sort of fit nicely with you now, do they? Yeah, okay. Well, we've heard one track from the album. What are you going to do for us next?
I'm going to play a track called Bad Girl.
Make me stay, cause you're a bad girl. It's what you do, cause you're a bad girl. Show me a thing or two, cause you're a bad girl. It's what you do, cause you're a bad girl. And I can't get enough of you. Tell me, then tell me the truth. I wanna know what's been going on. I gotta hear it from you, yeah. People tell me the stories of what you've done. Please tell me the lies, or I'm gonna need a gun. Got me thinking, driving me insane. It's the bad thing you do that wanna make me stay, cause you're a bad girl. What you do, cause you're a bad girl. Show me a thing or two, yeah, cause you're a bad girl. It's what you do, cause you're a bad girl. And I can't get enough.
Lawrence Jones playing Bad Girl. When it came to putting the album together, did you have more material than you needed, or was it just about right, or did you have to throw stuff away?
Yeah, it was just about right. I went in the studio and I had an idea of what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it as a live thing and get that across, because, you know, I love playing live, and, you know, that's where my heart is. So, yeah, I wanted to get the atmosphere across and bring that into the
So did you do it literally live from the floor then, basically?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. And just only overdubbed a few solos.
Mm-hmm. And then did you apply much in the way of reverb and stuff to the mix afterwards, or was it again, was that how it was on the day?
Yeah, I put that on afterwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which you'll be doing today with your voice as well, but just put a little bit of it in, you know. Yeah. On the album, all the tracks are written by you, apart from one, The Thrill Is Gone, yes. Which is kind of odd. So what made you choose to do a cover, and why choose that one?
Well, I went to see B.B. King live, mm-hmm. and I was just mesmerised by him, yeah. Yes. Yeah, he's a great player, he can play mm-hmm. so little with so little notes.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to do that song because I felt like I could make it my own, because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people cover that song.
Yes.
So
that's why I raise it with it, because it's kind of a brave thing to do, because it has been covered by so many over the years. But you have taken it and sort of reworked it and kind of made it your own, haven't you? Yes. So is it part of your stage set as well?
Yeah. We do add that mm-hmm. in, yeah.
So how much of your stage set is your work? Is it all, and how much is covers?
Well, we do the majority of ours, mm-hmm. add in a few of our own covers that we've made our own as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, back in the day, 15, 20 years ago, it was very, very difficult for a band to be able to do their own work. People wanted to know stuff and stuff they recognised, basically. Mm. But that's changed, hasn't it, really?
Yeah.
People are much more understanding and prepared to listen to new stuff.
Yeah, definitely, because it's the way forward. It's the way forward as well. People want to hear new things and, you know, new artists.
Now, again, going back a decade or so, long before you were playing, the blues bands were all grey-haired, fat-bellied guys like me kind of stuff, you know, and who'd actually gone back to their blues roots, you know, so the kids had grown up and they'd got the band back together. And their audience were pretty similar too. So it was kind of a dying genre. Mm. But this last 4 or 5 years, especially here in UK, I speak to a friend of mine from the States, not quite the same in America, but especially here in the UK with people like Mitch, Ollie and yourself coming through, lots of... It's bringing a young audience to blues as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we're trying to do as well. Well, it's what we are doing. At my gigs, I see a lot of more younger people coming mm-hmm. than, you know, what I was doing last year as well. So it's good.
And are you getting, is it like Ollie, are you? Because, I mean, you're a good-looking guy. So are you getting the girls as well? Because, I mean, Ollie is bringing a sort of a fan base with him, which is, again, something we didn't normally used to have, you know.
That's good.
Is it happening to you as well?
I can't really comment.
Obviously... you were constrained by distance and university and all that kind of stuff, but now presumably all that's behind you. You're now free to travel the world.
Yeah,
is that right?
Full time on the road.
Yeah, and is the work coming in nicely?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a manager now, which is GFI Promotions, mm-hmm. and just been taken on by Rhino Agency as well.
Right.
So yeah.
And the album was kind of a proper, it's a proper record label. I mean, when I say proper, I mean it's a record label proper.
Yeah.
But it's the first pressing of a sort of subset of proper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that just for you, or what's that?
I think so.
Yeah, that's nice. Mm. And so is that part of a two-album deal, or what's the deal you have with them?
I'm not sure. We're just going to see how it goes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, yes. And so, obviously, lots of selling the album over the front of the stage, but you're in all the usual places as well with iTunes and all the rest
of it.
Yeah,
all the shops. Yeah.
So any festivals lined up for this year?
We're playing Harley Davidson Festival
right.
in London.
Yeah, that should be good.
That should be good. Yeah. And Skegness Rock and Blues Festival.
That will be excellent. Yeah. Yes, and presumably your as your fame spreads and your reputation spreads, you'll spread further afield exactly, along the way as well. Yes. Anything in the continent yet?
No, not as it was. But we're in talk with a Holland tour for 2 weeks in September.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, because once you break into, especially Holland, Belgium, then Germany follows, then France and things, and then the whole of the continent is your oyster kind of stuff.
Exactly,
so some
good
stuff there too. Okay, I know we're going to do one acoustic track to finish with. What are you going to do now for us electric?
I'm going to do one of my own tracks called Gotta Get Back Up. Thank you.
my pocket, but I'm living day by day. I never seem to be on time, but I'm always running late. I don't know where I'm going, but it feels like I've been here before. Way up the ladder, just to fall down from the top. I got my brakes on full, but I never seem to stop. I don't know where I'm going, but it feels like I've been here before. I've been driving down the wrong road, miles off track to the highway. Forever getting stuck, 'cause when you're down on your luck, you gotta get back up. I've been driving down the wrong road, miles off track to the highway. I'm forever getting stuck, 'cause when you're down on your luck, you gotta get back up again. When you're down on your luck, you gotta get back up. When you're down on your luck, you gotta get back up. When you're down on your luck, you gotta get back up again. 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 Yeah. You gotta get back up.
I've noticed there's a kind of a distinctive Lawrence Jones style, if you like, that all your numbers end with a sort of a piece on guitar and guitar alone, isn't it? Is that something you actively do?
Yeah, yes. Definitely. It's part of, you know, the image. I want to be a rock star, not a pop star, as it was, kind of thing.
So basically, you can't have the whole thing ending with the whole band leaving it when you're bouncing down it. You have to have a flourish at the end.
And
when did that sort of deliberate thing happen? Did somebody say, "Oh, that's a good idea, Lawrence"? Or that, what happened?
Well, we do different things when we play live, as you know, of how we feel as well. But yeah, I don't do much things on my own. So
right.
I must have developed that technique there.
And in terms of the way that you're sort of writing now, will people, when we get the second album, will we see a big difference, or will we hear a big difference in the way you've changed, do you reckon?
I really don't know at the moment. I think, you know, I'd want to go on a more rocky kind of basis, but...
But is that because the way it's coming out, or a deliberate ploy kind of stuff?
Yeah, because I like the, you know, the power trio, the big sound. We're just a three-piece band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of bass and drums behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And a big stack.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, therefore, no ambition or plans to put keyboards in or anything else.
I would like to put keyboards in.
Oh, I see,
in,
right,
yeah.
Yes. But, yeah.
Yeah, maybe in my third album.
Make plans for that. Yeah. But so, in terms of the writing, do you have quite a bit of material already now? Ready, sort of, or is it coming all the time, or are you going to have to sit down and think? I mean, how do you write? Do you sort of, does it come naturally, or do you have to sit down and say, today I'm going to write?
Well, it comes both, really. You know, I'm always constantly writing, mm-hmm. always looking for new material. You can't have enough songs, as it was.
Yes.
But yeah, if I need to write a song, then if a really good one comes, I just do it really quick. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's a good song when it comes like, you know, within a minute or something like that. But when I have to think about it for ages, you know, I have to take a breather and.
And which way does it come? Does it come with the riff and the music and then the words or all together, or how does it work?
I normally write the music first, mm-hmm. and then the lyrics secondly, yeah.
Right, so the music then gives you the feel for the words.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the downside really is, because I would guess, because I've met your parents as well, because they've come down with you today, I would guess it's obviously you haven't come from a difficult life on the other side of the tracks kind of stuff. So, I mean, many of the things which kind of puts the blues genre and ties it to a certain level of roots, especially in the States, tend to come from all the bad things in life, if you know what I mean, the relationships, the jobs, all the rest of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I would guess you haven't had too much of that really so far.
No, but there is things on the album that people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've got songs about, you know, I've played one like Gotta Get Back Up,
yes.
being positive like mm-hmm. that. Then I've got songs like Not Sticking Around and Bad Girl and Why'd You Love Me.
Yes. Yeah. So they're all the experiences so far.
Exactly,
so a lot more to come there, as life goes on. As obviously along the way some bad things happen too. Yes. Enable you to write about. And so have you got a kind of plan in your head about where you'd like to be, say this time next year kind of stuff?
This time next year, I'd like to be doing a lot more touring,
mm-hmm.
a lot more touring abroad as well, and just getting my name out there really as much as I can.
Mm.
You know, the more the better.
I mean, do you think it's a positive thing that the field is now, whereas 4 or 5 years ago there was nobody, but now all of a sudden there's yourself, Mitch, Ollie, and quite a few other guys in the field? And is it kind of muddying the waters in a way?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, people are more open to it, mm-hmm. as it was. And, you know, we're bringing the blues back.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Modern, yeah.
But, I mean, do you occasionally think, oh, Ollie Brown, I wish he hadn't got there before me?
not at all.
Right.
Yeah, he's, you know, something to look up to as it is. You know,
yes. And I think there's room for you all. I mean, judging by the way the girls are going through with people like Cherry Lee, Joe Harmon, mm. and obviously...
Chantelle.
Yeah, that's right, yes. I mean, it's a very vibrant time.
Mm.
And I've said it before, I'm kind of nervous to say it could be the part of the blues reunion, but you know, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
But it actually may be the way things are going, because
exactly.
all the previous reunions were old farts like myself trying to bring it back. Mm. And this time, all of a sudden, we've got people like yourself actually starting all over again, virtually.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely. It's a positive thing rather than, you know, than just one person making it. It's good that a lot of young people can be into it.
What's really strange, though, in a way, is that actually it tends to be almost English-based. It's not happening anything like this amount in other parts of Europe or in the States.
Mm.
And so it's almost like something's happened here in the UK, very much the way it did back in the 60s when the blues bands of the 60s started and started the whole revolution. So it could be something big that's about to happen. You know?
Yeah, brilliant.
People want to learn more about you. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I've got my own website, which is just lawrencejonesmusic.com.
Mm-hmm. And also your album's on iTunes and all usual places as well.
Yeah, you can get buy my album through my website mm-hmm. as well.
Which is best for you.
Yes. Yeah,
you make. You haven't got to pay any percentages. And you're going to finish with an acoustic number. So what are you going to do for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do one of my own tracks called Going Down, which is the last track on the album.
Excellent. Place I don't belong.
place I don't belong. I'm going down to a place I don't belong. Well, I need somebody's help.